the core program, which is the core program, is the one you're executing now, basically. So let's find veterans and ones that that can sell or want to take a career in sales. Let's train them, transition them, and then let's find them jobs, whatever that takes. And that was his original core group. So Borelli had a much bigger picture than that. And that's really what inspired me from a financial standpoint to get involved. I had no idea where my personal level with Raleigh was going to get on this, to be honest with you, which transpires the financial side of this. At the end of the day, the financial side was like, okay, this is something I can support, whether I get paid back now or 20 years from now. I didn't really care, but I shouldn't say I didn't care. Of course I always care, but I should say it didn't become the primary focus, probably the best thing. But so what happened is we had created a what we would call a PEO, which is basically a professional employment organization or a professional sales organization that we were just beginning to test out, that we would take a group of veterans that worked for us in Chicago under our own umbrella. And we had a line of computers and little small offices there in the Willis Tower, which is the ex-Sears building. And we had companies that say, hey, we used to introduce or sell our product for us. And we would just sell them the sales force. Well, when we looked and ran the numbers on that, financially, it made more sense. So it was an adjunct and probably was going to become a bigger piece and maybe the sales platoon in itself. But it would also open up this tremendous pipeline for us to say, look, if you want to go to work for these companies, we'll take you. We'll get you set up and introduce you to those companies. On the other hand, if you want to stay and do the work for sales platoon, here's the pay that we'll pay you. And here's what that looks like and feels like. And here's the companies that hire us on occasion, or who knows what's going to be. And you're going to be doing a lot of outbound calling, looking for companies, looking for a sales force, which is a lot easier than outbound calling, looking for, I want to sell you something. When you call a company and say, you know what, I've got a built-in, well-trained, ready-to-go sales force. If you got a new product you want to introduce, do you know who your clients are? We'll find them. We'll go from there. And he had built in a lot of technology. And you and I have talked a lot about that leftover technology that's out there. He had a tremendous, Zoom Info, the other databases of all the companies. He had all that pulled together. And so that was really where, and my portion was funding that piece and at the same time going out and finding other funders. Well, Raleigh had some fragility to him for sure. And he actually spent a week in the hospital at the VA in Chicago. I went up to see him. I picked him up probably. I think his best friend who lives there picked him up from the hospital. I went and saw him a couple of days later. And, you know, he was, I won't say fine, but he was stressed, but he was, you know, but he could do the job. I mean, he came right back to work and he started to do the job. I have to laugh because he did say, Jim, you know, I live down the street from where I work and I can't see driving my car this 10 blocks in the snow. So he got himself a bicycle. Well, you know, the first day I told him, I said, Raleigh, and I said this and I meant this. I said, well, I'm going to buy some insurance on you because for you, where you drive down Michigan Avenue to get to your office, it's not someplace you want to ride a bike, especially in the middle of the winter. I said, This is silly. You know, sure enough, he gets hit. Now he's not hurt. Nothing happens. He's wearing a helmet. He's a real safety guy. So he calls me up and he shows me a rip in his pants or whatever. I said, what did I tell you? I said, yes. So he stopped doing that. But that's the kind of stuff he did. I mean,
that though, too, because he was real eclectic, right? So he was playing guitar and was doing some stand-up comedy, right?
He did stand-up comedy. He played the guitar. He sang. Yeah. He had a fiance that was on and off, but just a delightful human being I got to meet in this process. And she would tell me the stories and how he would court her and how he would these elaborate schemes of show of his affection for her were just, you know, it was overblown and parties he put on for her stuff. It was
he was the modern day Great Gatsby.
Yeah. In a lot of ways. Yeah. And he did that for everything. I mean, people said that he'd show up. You know, I can't remember. He saw some people running. He lived right off of Lake Michigan. So he, in the summer, these guys, a group of guys would run. And he said, hey, I want to run with you guys. They said, sure, we'll meet us here tomorrow, whatever. He shows up, they said, in the most wildest outfit that they were like, oh my God, we don't want to be seen with this guy. You know? But he said, well, is this not the right gear? You know, it was just how, but once they got to know him, they realized, hey, you know what? It's just quirky. It's just Raleigh. And he was very, very flamboyant. And, you know, he always wore a vest. He had a sport coat and a vest.
Always was in a vest.
Yeah. He was always wearing a vest. And some of those vests got really wild. And he was, so that's what made a lot of this a lot of fun.